love all around you, in the air, in the music, from the people. Love is the greatest energy on earth. Love is the greatest miracle cure on earth. Can you just feel love in your body right now? There is a never-ending supply of love in your body right this very minute. You pull it out like magic scarves wherever you go. It never, ever, ever ends. And you receive it so greatly, and you just pour it back out again. I have a friend, Melinda, who has the great honor of rocking drug babies. She does that every week. And she rides home on such a cloud of happiness because the energy exchange for, oh, that love and that tenderness. And she remembers how much love she has to give. And so she gives it more and more all week long. And the babies are thriving because they receive love. Without Melinda or someone to rock them, they would be just alone and crying like that baby right there. So when I used to teach at Cal Poly, they brought for the students 35 puppies during finals week. And they would set them on a big grassy knoll in a pen, and they would let the students in. And they were so nervous over their finals. I mean, really. I used to have a dream, like Anne said this morning, that I forgot the test for the students. So it was funny to me. Anyway, those puppies, the student rolled around on the grass with, and they licked their faces, and they were so happy and so relaxed. And when they came out, they thought they could do anything. So they did so much better on their finals. Love is the greatest power on earth. And if we could only harness it, we could move mountains. We could change the world. And that love is right inside of us. I never really knew how much love was inside of me and how much I was loved until I woke up one morning, the day after Valentine's Day, and I didn't know where I was. I didn't know how to use. The whole right side of my body was paralyzed, and I was thinking that I was dreaming. And I said, what kind of dream is this? I am going back to bed because I thought I was sleepwalking. I went from being a competent, creative minister and college professor to not even being able to figure out the phone to dial. So I was living alone at that time, and I was living in an old 1928 building. So I couldn't figure out the phone, I couldn't walk, I couldn't speak, and so up over my left shoulder, an angel appeared to me. And I knew that angel. She had served with me in the AIDS crisis of the 1980s from the Burbank Church. And she was a practitioner. And so she said, my peace I give unto you. Get up, get dressed, open the fire door, and I will show you how many angels there are on earth. So I obeyed her. Though it was hard because I couldn't remove the whole right side of my body, and I couldn't speak Yet I was not afraid. I had faith in God. I had faith that everything was going to be all right. So I put on my yoga shorts, and I put on my top, and I wore flip-flops, and I opened my fire door, and lo and behold, 8 firemen appeared just in 3 minutes, and they carried me down 22 flights of stairs. And they carried me so gently. So I found myself riding past in an ambulance the place over the ocean, overlooking the ocean, the bluff, where I took yoga that Monday. And I said to the ambulance attendant, "What am I doing here?" But he could not understand me because I could not speak. So he said, "Oh, we will take you to the hospital. You just wait." And I said, "But I'm supposed to be over there taking yoga right now." Anyway, I waited for 9 hours for a bed in the hospital. And during that time, my brain began to die. Thousands and thousands of neurons, and I could feel my brain shutting down. But I could feel my heart, and my heart had faith. My heart knew that it was going to be all right. My heart knew that I would take yoga again on the bluff overlooking the ocean, and I would be dancing again like I was today right up here. So it took me a while to get to that point. I was taken to Casa Colina Hospital, where there were so many angels on earth, and they so believed in me. I remember the physical therapist, she was named Lisa, and she would always tell me, "Where is your right hand?" And I said, "I don't know." And she said, "Look around behind you." And there it was. And I would have to hold it, and it was shaking so badly. And then they electric shocked me for 7 days in my heel, just to get my heel to come up a quarter of an inch off the ground. And when it finally did, there were so many people gathered around cheering me on. "Wow, look at that. Your heel came up off the ground. Wow." So from that point on, I was taught to sit up. I was taught how to swallow again. And someone was always feeding me. And they had such great food in that Casa Colina Hospital. And so many people, church members and everybody I knew, they came to visit me. And I was overwhelmed by the love. I was overwhelmed by how much help I was getting. Because I used to think I could do it all by myself, like the Ricky Byers song. And I had never received help before. And at that time, when I had the brain injury, I had to receive it. It was slightly foreign to me, but I received it well, I think. So I remember being strapped overhead with mirrors all around me in a conveyor harness. And I would look in the mirror way over the top of people's heads, and I would pretend to walk. They believed in visualization. And they really, really did. And one day, I climbed up my physical therapist's leg, and I held on to her like she was a tree. And I said, "I made it!" And everybody clapped and cheered for me, and that was the beginning. At that time, Martha Bass, who was the power speaker last time, she quit her job to come and care for me. She cared for me for a year. And every day she would say, "You are going to make it. I believe in you. I believe so strongly in you that you can do anything. And I believed her. The executive part of your brain, when you lose neurons, you lose so many in so many different places. And I really forgot how to meditate. I didn't know how to meditate, and Martha would meditate with me. I also forgot how to tell time. When I was looking at a clock, I was thinking I was looking at a pilot's instrument panel. And so when they finally had me draw a clock, I drew a clock like Salvador Dali, a crazy clock. And when the physical therapist said to me, "Where are the hands?" And I said, "Oh." Well, she couldn't understand me because all I could say was A-I-E-O-U. So I would say, but I meant, where were the hands? So I had so much to learn, and I considered that process of relearning everything when I was 63 so amazing, because when I learned it all as a baby, I just thought I was learning. But when I relearned it all at 63, I was amazed at what the body could do and how it could heal. And I was conscious of it all the time. And it's just not my body that is healing. It is yours too. Because you have no idea what you can do with your hands. I mean, I had to retrain my hand to write. I had to retrain it to reach up. I had to retrain it to hold anything because I couldn't feel that hand. And I found it so amazing. My friend is from Chicago, my publisher of this book that we wrote during the stroke, Martha and I, Love Heals. He is in from Chicago, and he says to me every single day, "Isn't this the most beautiful day that you have seen?" And I said, "It's okay." What the heck? But he is from the cold northern climate where it snows and rains and it's so cold. The wind chill is about 20 degrees today. So he really is aware. And I make that point because we are so unaware of what the miracles our bodies are. And our minds, oh my God, we can do anything that we set our minds and our heart on. We can make people laugh. We can even do a rap song and dance around. Yeah, and we can play the piano expertly if we only train our hearts and our minds to do it. It's so amazing who we are. And Martha, the practitioner, always reminded me of who and what I was and whose I was. I was God's perfect child with a perfect brain and a perfect body. And I believed her. I was innocent in the same way that a child is innocent. And so I would look at Martha and I would say, "Okay, what do you want me to do next?" Martha taught me how to drive again right here at Newport Beach. She got in the car, despite the numbness of my right side, she got in the passenger seat and she said, "You can do it." And I said, "I haven't driven a car for at least 10 months. And she said, "Hey, anybody can. Just get over in the driver's seat." And I said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "What the heck, drive." And Martha took me out on the paddleboard, and I rented a kayak. This was later on, about maybe 10 months. And she said, "Come on, come over here to the dock." And I had kayaked around, and Martha had ridden the paddleboard, and she had me tie the kayak up to the dock. And she said, "Hey, come over here and stand on that paddleboard." And I said, "Are you kidding? I just got off a four-prong cane. I was always walking like this last week. Are you sure that I can do it? I can't feel my whole right side." And she said, "Come on, get on that." And because of Martha's faith in me and in God, I stood up and I paddled all the way home. It was such a great feeling. It's so important to have someone who believes in you. It's so important to believe in yourself. It's so important to know the power of the mind and the miracle that the body is. Oh my God, I was so grateful that I was aware for the very first time of how amazing my body was. And I'm going to read you a beautiful graduation speech, not all of it. I'm going to read you an excerpt from a scientist that was speaking at Portland University. "The first living cell came into being nearly 40 million centuries ago, and its direct descendants are in all of our bloodstreams. Literally, you are breathing molecules this very second that were inhaled by Moses, Mother Teresa, and Jesus, and the Buddha. We are vastly interconnected. Our fates are inseparable. We are here because the dream of every living cell is to become two cells, and dreams come true. In each of you are 1 quadrillion cells. Your body is a community. Each human cell has 400 billion molecules conducting millions of processes between trillions of atoms. The total cellular activity in one human body is staggering. 1 septillion actions at any one moment, a one with 24 zeros behind it. In a millisecond, our body has undergone 10 times more processes than there are stars in the universe. I mean, it is so amazing, our bodies and the cellular activity that goes on. You are free to ignore it and just focus on me or the music. Can you feel your body? Your miracle body? 1 septillion activities going on simultaneously. And your body does it so well that you don't even know it. This is who you are. Who is managing those molecules? Life is creating the conditions that are conducive to life. Imagine that deep, innate wisdom is coming together to heal the wounds of the past, anything that you have ever done. Ralph Waldo Emerson once asked what we would do if the stars only came out once every 1,000 years. No one would sleep that night. they would be so advertising it for weeks and weeks and weeks as the biggest star fest ever seen. We would be ecstatic, delirious, made rapturous by the glory of God. Instead, the stars come out every night, and we watch television instead and use our devices and say, there is nothing on 500 channels. I'm bored. Imagine the wonder of your bodies. Imagine the wonder of your brains. It's not just me, it's all of you. It is everybody on earth that God has created in his or her image and likeness, because that great God is an amazing God. And all we have to do is have faith in our amazing God and have faith in yourselves. I'm going to give you some tips. Have someone who believes in you. It's so important. Believe in yourself. You can heal of anything. You can do anything you set your mind and your heart on. Mark your milestones wherever you are. Mark your progress towards the goal that you want to see. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. That is the great secret. Never, ever, ever give up, because you can do anything that you set your heart and mind on. I will now close with a quote from Ernest Holmes. I live in the faith that there is a presence and power greater than I am that nurtures and supports me in ways I could not even imagine right now. I know that this presence is all-knowing and all-powerful and always right where I am. I clung to that thought, and I clung to the God that I could not see, because I knew it was healing me in every single nanosecond. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Would you like to do a blessing? Yes.